Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
All right, so I get this email yesterday, and in a sea of incredibly great interview or emails that I got regarding religion and how to handle it with my son, the one email that stood out more than any was the subject line, "Pray in exchange for play." And I opened that one up right away.
Of course.
Where's the music?
For what?
The Antichrist.
And it was from a listener named Buddy.
Buddy?
Buddy.
You already got a soundtrack, Buddy.
Hey, Buddy.
How you guys doing?
Good. How are you this morning? You were listening yesterday?
Yep, indeed.
Okay, I heard us talking about the whole religion thing, and my wife and I, and finally me agreeing to go to church twice out of every 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Tell your story.
Well, as you guys know, in relationships, you oftentimes have to make little agreements, and you know, have to acquiesce to the person's needs and desires, and so we found a way to kind of work it out. She wanted me to go to church more often and said, ultimately, she just gave me an ultimatum. She said, if, you know, you don't go to church with me, then you don't have sex with me.
So it
on Sunday or
no.
The rest of the week?
The whole week. If I don't go to church with her on Sunday, we can't have sex for the entire week. She will completely shut me out, shut me down, closed. I mean...
And so you obviously are going to church now pretty regularly.
Yeah.
Now, how long ago did she issue this ultimatum?
It's about 2 months ago.
Okay, and she has stuck to it for the 2 months?
She stuck to it 2 months, but then it's kind of like it's kind of grown into a monster. Because since after about 3 weeks of doing that, which I thought was okay, you know, because it was something that was good for me that I wanted to do also anyway, but, you know, I don't feel like I had to be... you know, contracted into doing it, but I'm glad I did. But I felt like there were some issues that I needed, you know, I felt that could have some attention as well, too.
Okay. So you tried turning it around on her.
Yeah.
The ultimate guy trick. God, that is the ultimate guy trick. Flip it around.
Yeah, unfortunately, a woman doesn't care probably as much about that as you do.
Well, it depends, because, you know, women have certain issues. They like to shop, they like to do certain things, and so I give her a weekly allowance. Sort of, you know, she doesn't have a job right now, and so I give her weekly money. But in order for her now to get that weekly money, she has to have dinner at home on the table ready within 30 minutes of when I arrive.
How often?
Every single day of the week that I work, weekdays.
Oh, that's totally different. You just turned something so beautiful into something so ugly.
No, it's not ugly at all. This is just, that's something that's been a major thing for me. I go to work, I come home, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, and she'll be like, you make it, you know? And so, you know, sometimes, you know, that's in the relationship, in our situation, especially with her at home not working, that's just a little convenience.
This
you
is
know?
Gonna be a fun phone
yeah,
call.
Now you've
mad.
Turned it so ugly.
No. The house has to also be clean enough to entertain guests, you know, at any time during the week. And
now, were you just laying this stuff down just to make a point?
No, absolutely not. I think this is a great way. I think it's a good idea for you and Stacy to do this. Kind
yeah,
of thing.
Right.
You give lists to the other person of the things you need in a relationship, and I'm sure a psychologist would
whatever.
Tell you
she's
this.
Not so eager to be hooking up with me anyway, so I'm not going to make it any more difficult for her.
Well, you could give her a little contract that might be more enticing, you know?
You're serious about this?
Oh, I'm dead serious. And it's worked very well for us.
See, I think this is so dangerous. Like,
Yeah, it's like, it stopped being about sharing in the responsibility. It's like tit for tat. It's like, you give me this, I'll give you that. You give me this, I'll give you that. It's like, it's a very selfish way to me to run a relationship.
And it's turning into the whole, I work, she doesn't work, I give her the allowance, so she should do that.
Well, then what about the sex issue, like, and church issue?
I mean, it's turning into something.
See, now if,
so dirty.
If you had turned it around and there was one thing, you know, much like she did, there was just one thing a week that you... that was bothering you that she wasn't doing, and you said, look, okay, if it's going to be good for you, if I go to church, I get sex, well, then you have to do this in order to get sex, then maybe it's even. But here you're saying every day when I get in, you got to have a meal on the table.
The house has to be clean for entertaining at any time. I mean, it, instead of it being one, like if you had said Friday night, if she had dinner ready, we had a nice dinner at home, that's one thing because it's one time a week. But now you're making it into chores. You have a list of chores for her to do.
Like she's your employee.
She does have a list of chores. But the point is that everyone in a relationship has needs that need to be fulfilled. And if those needs aren't fulfilled, you know, the relationship starts to disintegrate. And any psychologist will tell you that those needs need to be addressed and needs to be talked about in the open. And we don't only talk about them, we write a little contract about them to make sure that those needs are fulfilled.
Oh my God, how sterile is this?
I know.
It's not sterile, it's really practical.
I know the answer to this, but like, okay, she has a list of chores and your needs are getting met. What needs of hers are you meeting as consistently as that besides the sex, you know? Like, or going to church once a week. Like, she's doing all these things every day. What are you doing every day for her?
I'm giving her, you know, aside from her financial needs, I give her emotional support. And, you know, I'm there for her in terms of the relationship. But financially, you know, it's an enticement.
I'm so bummed this has turned into this. I thought this was going to be so fun about church.
I'm telling you, Bert, you've got to do this with
Never, never. I would never use sex as ransom in my house. Never.
You don't have to use it as a weapon. Think of it this way. Look, she was using it as a weapon against me. But now that I've thought about it, and I know that it's the right thing for me to do, and I enjoy going, you know, it's just a way of me fulfilling her needs as well, too, in terms of the contract.
Hold on a second. I know.
Buddy, you ruined it all.
Hey, Kenya thinks it's a great idea. Good morning, Kenya.
Hey.
Hi.
I think he had me up until the sex part. Because, I mean, look at it this way. If he is paying, he's basically giving her a job. I'm going to pay you to take care of the house. You ain't doing nothing else. The job is your house.
There you go.
You go ahead. You cook. Your job is the house, but that means you cook and clean. You ain't got jack else to do for 5 days. So you do that.
Yep.
But now, it has to be something that she really wants to do. Now, if her not doing his chores or whatever will result in not having sex or something, y'all got some extra issues going on. I can understand her feeding you and taking care of the house. That's what I would assume. That's the whole purpose of being a housewife. But when it turns into house slavery for sex, nah.
Yeah, well, I think that, yeah, that's the problem here, is that he is holding money for ransom and she is holding sex for ransom. They're both in the wrong, because I don't think, like, the go...
What is wrong with each of us getting our needs fulfilled?
No, it's holding it over each other's head. It's like, well, if you don't go to church, then I'm not going to have sex with you. And then it's like, well, if you don't make the dinner every night and you don't clean the house perfectly for me, then you're not going to get your weekly allowance. It's like...
We don't do it like that, like you know, spoiled bratty kids. We do it like adults. Like, I've got this need that needs to be get done, and she's got a need that needs to get done.
She probably shouldn't have made the ultimatum in the first place, but at least that was a fun ultimatum. This one is just, I don't know, the daily, have it on the...
It sounds very manipulative.
I am worried where it's going to go to next, because we have to update our contracts and all this stuff.
It sounds so sterile. A way to have a marriage? I guess if it works for you.
If you love somebody, you should respect them enough to not have to have a contract or a ransom in order to have these needs met. You should have what's called a conversation, and then that should take care of it between two adults. But like Bert said, if it works for you guys.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hello.
Good morning.
Speaking of church, oh my God. I would so divorce that guy. I mean, I don't mean that bad. I'm not judgmental, but maybe I am. That is just, I cannot believe. I mean, contracts, I deal with contracts all day at work. You don't go home and tell your wife, here's your allowance, where's my dinner? I would like to be like, here's your microwave dinner, and you can put it in the microwave at any time between now and when you go to bed.
Well, even the fact, you know, if now we're now it's going somewhere where we didn't really think it was going to go. But anytime I think that you seriously use sex as a weapon, and I think it probably happens a lot in relationships, I don't know that that's the right way to go. And that's what she was doing right off the bat.
Well, before we got into the whole housewife issue, chore list thing, I was going to ask, what did she ask you to go to church with? Like, what did it take? Was the ultimate of sex like the last final straw for her? Like when women use sex as a weapon is because everything else just won't work with the guy. The guy will not budge or will not respect your wishes. And so, you know, the only thing you can do is take sex away from him. And that's the only way you can get his attention.
Well, she made the ultimatum first. Okay. So everyone's coming down on me on this whole issue, but she made the ultimatum first. All right. And you know, I have needs sexually that I'd like to have fulfilled, and I like going to church. And so, but, you know, I didn't go regularly and regularly enough for her.
But my question, buddy, was what did it take? How many times did she have to ask you to go to church before she initiated that ultimatum?
A bunch of times, but, you know, she wanted me there every single Sunday to fellowship with everybody, you know, and you know, I didn't feel like I had to go every single Sunday. And so she got upset. She got really upset. We had these conversations about it. And so it just, you know, she just laid down the law. And after me saying a few times, look, I don't feel like I have to go every Sunday, then she laid down the law and said, okay, I feel like if you love me and you care about me, you have to go every Sunday. And you know, so it started that way. She started the ultimatum with me.
You know how strongly I feel about infidelity and all that, but I think in a case like this, that if you guys decide that you're not going to do counseling and one person in the relationship decides to hold out sex and the other person screws around because they're not getting sex at home because of that ultimatum, I find it almost acceptable.
Really?
Yes.
That's really far for you to go
really
over that
far,
line.
Really far for me to go. But if she or he says, look, I'm not having sex with you until you do this for me, and it goes months and months and months, and they decide they're not going to do counseling, then where are you supposed to get your sexual needs met? I mean, she's forcing the issue at that point, or he's forcing the issue at that point.
Yeah. Y'all just don't need to be together if it gets to that point.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think if it gets to that point, you can't go to counseling. Yeah. If you're looking outside the marriage to get your sexual needs met, you're looking outside of it for something else, too.
I think that's just warping the whole sexual, like, because I guess it's just more of a romantic view of me. Like, the sex is between the two of you, an expression between the two of you. And the whole idea that you have to get your sexual needs met by going somewhere else, to me, just, you're already distanced yourself from your wife so far that,
at that
it's
point,
over.
It's, right, at that point, it's over. Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah. Hey, TC.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Hey, man, welcome back to the show, dude.
Hey, how's it going? Look, they are both straight up pimping each other. She's pimping him to get to church, and he's pimping her, and that is not good for a marriage, period. When it gets to a point to where you have to hold something hostage to get your supposedly mate of your life to do something, then something's really wrong.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, I don't think we're hostage of each other or anything like that. You know, at first, it's kind of like, it's kind of funny at first, you know, like, you know, how, you know, we're going to act. And then it's kind of practical after a while that you literally get your needs fulfilled. And that's what it's really about, getting needs fulfilled.
Hey, Michelle.
This guy's nuts. A marriage is supposed to be a beautiful partnership between two people, not a business partnership where you negotiate for sex and dinner. And I mean, he's
haven't
crazy.
You ever in a relationship, have you ever gambled?
I'm married.
Like, favors, like said?
I'm married. And have can you- I tell you that I would never, ever try to withhold sex from my husband, because I love him enough that I want to be with him, and I wouldn't want him to do the same to me. Okay, I couldn't hold out from him, and he couldn't hold out from me.
I didn't want her to hold out on me. I thought
but
it was
you
a
just turned
issue.
Your marriage into a business. You've taken the love out of it.
No, there's a lot of love.
There isn't. It's negotiations. It's business.
If I have to make a contract with the person, if I am signing a piece of paper that's not a marriage license or anything, you know, a mortgage or anything like that, and it's just between the two of us, then I don't need to be with you at all.
Look, nothing says I love you more and I'm more committed to you than I truly care about all of your needs, and I want to fulfill all of those needs. Let's find out what those are on paper so we know, and let's find a way to fulfill all of those.
Man, all right. It's working for you. I guess that's
very,
cool.
Very accountant-ish.
Yeah. Yeah,
it?
What do you do for a living?
Hey, buddy.
Buddy, yeah. What do you do for a living?
I work in the financial industry.
Uh-huh. Nailed that one. Hey, buddy, thanks for coming on. This kind of went a little bit more serious than I thought it was going to go, but I appreciate you coming on, man.
Thanks. Try it with Stacey, Bert. I'm telling you.
Not a chance, bro.
Yeah, no.
That works for you. That wouldn't fly in my house.
Their marriage is going to work.
Thanks, guys.
See you later.
The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Well, here's something you might have missed yesterday, and to try to explain it to you guys in like a nice 60-second recap can't be done.
Try it.
It can't be done.
Do you want me to do my comparison I did like of us? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that would be good.
Sure, give it a try.
All right. Here is what the scenario is like, okay? Jen, of course, is with Ryan. Bert is with Stacy, okay? And they work together. Well, let's say that Jen and Bert start seeing each other. But because they were already in relationships with Ryan and Stacy, they tell each other, okay, we'll see each other, and we can still be intimate with Ryan and Stacy, but that's it. That's all we can do. And then, let's say Bert goes out on Jen with me. So Bert adds a third woman to his arsenal. Jen gets mad about that because it breaks their their agreement of just having exclusivity between them and their partners. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That's a perfect analogy. And this girl, Katie, would be the me in that situation.
Would be the Jen. Exactly.
Then it takes an interesting turn when we get a call from who would be the equivalent of
Ryan
in this relationship, who says, I've known everything that's been going on for 8 weeks, and I'm going to do something about it. Now, keep in mind, this took place over an hour and a half of the show at different terms. And it was just our bad luck that right before we were going to go into that long list of all the what is that incorrect answers, mm-hmm. that we get this call. So we couldn't get into it right away. So it kind of goes all over the place. Just know this took place over 90 minutes yesterday. Hey, Katie?
Yeah?
All right, so what do you got?
Well, I'm furious right now. I'm on my way to work, and a friend of mine just called me, and she just told me that my boyfriend is cheating on me with somebody else. But I'm going to tell you something, but I don't want anybody to pass judgment on me.
Okay.
I'm dating somebody else as well. And I know it's wrong. I don't want anybody like Melissa to tell me anything that, you know, I don't want any judgment. But my boyfriend's dating somebody as well. Okay, we have this agreement that we would both date somebody else and each other, okay? Mm-hmm. But my friend just called me and she said there is somebody else in the picture.
Now, wait a minute. So you
pissed off.
Hold on. So you have a boyfriend.
Yes.
And he has a girlfriend.
Yes.
And
we're dating each other as well.
But your boyfriend and girlfriend don't know that you guys are seeing each other.
No, are you kidding me?
He's breaching your agreement by going with yet another woman.
Yeah, I'm just pissed off, and now I'm going to see him at work, so I don't know what to do because I know I'm just going to flip out when I see him.
Sorry. It just seems like it's such a complicated, strange relationship, and the lines of engagement are so confusing that I don't know that you can get a real good...
I mean, I think you
What advice can you give on a relationship like
that? Yeah, I think you can ask him about it. I mean, you can certainly approach him. I wouldn't do it during work hours, but I think you certainly approach him with it. But at the same time, like, these rules are really bizarre. And what difference does it make? If he's already with another woman and with you and with the third one, I don't really see the difference that it makes.
And did
go ahead. He doesn't really have time. I mean, how are you going to have time for three women? Enough, you know?
And did you say that you were tempted to get into work and call his girlfriend?
No, yeah, I'm tempted to call her right now.
And tell her that
before I even get to work to see what the deal is, so I have ammunition.
The couple B serious girlfriend or the one he was hooking up
with?
Well,
I'm going to call. My friend knows the person that he was with. Okay? So I can get her number as well as his girlfriend. So I would totally just let the cat out of the bag.
I want to tell you that producer Tracy has just sent me an instant message saying that one of the guys you're seeing is on the phone and wants to come on.
Okay.
All right, John?
Yeah.
All right. The report, the recon that we have coming in is telling us that in this very complicated relationship that you have with Katie here, you have gone outside of that relationship with somebody other than the girl that you're in a committed relationship with.
Well, I was listening to the radio this morning and I heard this going on and I recognized her voice right away. So I just wanted to call in and let her know. I want to let you know that was I was hanging out with some buddies and she was there with us. She was just a friend and we were drunk and we were, you know, just messing around and it was nothing. It was no big deal. And I'm really sorry that happened and it's never going to happen again, but it's cool. I mean, everything's cool. I'm not seeing anybody else. It's all cool.
It didn't matter, you know? It really pissed me off.
I understand. I mean, I understand how it would, but it wasn't like that. It was just, you know, it was just like drunken, hanging out with buddies and being stupid is all it was.
Can I ask you guys a question? Why don't you guys just get out of the relationships you're already in, your primary relationships, and be together?
Well, it's complicated.
I think it is legit. Like, are you guys own a house together? Have you been together for 10 years?
Well, it's a situation where it's just, there's more in play than is apparent to whoever's hearing what's going on.
You all are making more of an effort to stay committed to each other than you are your primary partners, and I'm with Jen. Why? I don't understand. If it's not a marriage, why is it so confusing that you can't just let them go and quit cheating on them and you know, kind of clean up a little bit?
There are a lot of levels to the situation, and I'm not really comfortable talking about it, you know, in a public forum. So I mean, it's just.
But you,
like,
both called us.
Well, I mean, I just wanted to make sure that she knew that it, you know, whatever it was that her friend reported on was not what it looked like, and that it was cool. But I'm not all about getting into all the, you know, all the details of every element of my private life. You know what I mean? I just wanted to make sure that she knew it was cool. That was my point.
Let me ask you this, Katie. If John broke up with his girlfriend at this point, would you continue to have a relationship with John, or would you break up with your boyfriend?
Okay, wait. If John broke up with his girlfriend?
Yep.
Would that change your relationship with Jonathan at all, or would you break up with your...
Well, I don't know, Jonathan. I mean, what would we do? I would just keep it the same.
Yeah, I mean, in conversations we've had in the past, it seems like what's going on is where it needs to be right now.
So
yeah.
if John breaks up with the girl with his current girlfriend and he starts seeing all these other girls, you'd be fine with just being one of those girls?
No. I would have to be the main person, the only person.
While you still keep your boyfriend?
Yeah, because that's the agreement. I mean, we even said that. You know, if we do break up with our girlfriend, but now y'all can't judge us. You know,
I'm just asking the questions.
Okay.
Well, Katie, you're obviously self-conscious about it because you keep telling us not to judge you when you're obviously judging yourself.
Yeah. At this point, I think we'll let both of you guys bail. I mean, I don't know. All the advice that's coming in has to do with the entire relationship and not just you and John. So we're not getting what you want.
Good luck sorting it out.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. What intern Jen has written up, it says, wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. I am Katie's significant other. And that's what we got. All right, Albert?
Hello.
Hi. You are on The Voice Disguiser. We cannot recognize your voice.
That's probably a very, very good thing.
Okay,
do tell.
First of all, let's say that I probably would not have heard this conversation this morning had Katie, and I'll just leave her name at that, not borrowed my car this past weekend and programmed your radio station into the memory in my vehicle.
Okay, so you happen to be listening to us this morning.
Yes, I'm returning a day early, actually, from an out-of-town business trip.
Okay.
So I believe her name is Jen.
Yeah.
Made a comment that, you know, maybe someone was out of town. Yes, I was out of town. And the second comment is that we do know that this has been going on for a while now.
Okay.
For the last 8 weeks at least, hence the last four spontaneous business trips out of town to give Katie an opportunity to hang herself.
Okay.
So you've kind of been setting her up?
Not only me, but John, and we'll leave his name at that, his significant other, who let's call her Laura.
Okay.
And I know each other because we have both caught each other following our partners.
Whoa! I can't believe this stuff happens in real life, you know?
Wow.
So, on my way into town this morning, when I heard Katie worried about John having an affair on her, I was on the phone with Laura telling her to dial in to 100.5.
Uh-huh.
Laura right now is changing the lock. I have changed my lock, and Katie and John will be at the leasing offices when we get home.
Ooh,
busted! So, now, Albert, I want to go back to when you and Laura met. Now, you said you met when you were both trailing your significant others.
Yes, we did. We actually met at a small establishment in Midtown. It seems that our two partners were arranging different rendezvous about 4 or 5 miles from where they were.
Okay.
And I noticed her the first time at this small coffee shop in Midtown. Then I noticed her again at a restaurant across town. And then when she noticed me a third time at another location, and we figured something had to be going on, and we just kind of introduced ourselves as, you know, I see you everywhere. Do you work in this area? We started talking, and we put two and two together and came up with lying, cheating bitches.
Wow.
And this this happened 8 weeks ago? You guys have been letting them get away with this for 8 weeks?
8 weeks.
Why the wait?
The big thing is that there are a few complications on both parts with not houses that are owned, but shared bank accounts and things of that nature. And the plan was that the first of the month was coming in which we could separate the monies and assets and funds, close the bank accounts, change all that information so that we could drop them flat on their ass.
Karma train coming into the station.
Whoa.
Wow.
So for 2 months you've been planning this with the other woman. Wow.
Now, Albert, how did you feel when you heard Katie get so upset? Like, first of all, she was getting so upset with us about judging her. And secondly, she was getting so upset by the fact that Jonathan was cheating on her and she was ready to go to work and call, I guess, who we'll call Laura now, as well as the third party that Jonathan was with.
Well, I believe one of you all said it best when you made the comment about karma coming back to haunt people.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand partly where she was coming from because she had been in a previous relationship before me in which someone had done that to her. I had been in a relationship in which someone had done that to me. That was our common bond as to why we met and began talking in the first place.
But then she turned around and did it to you anyway.
Well, and that's what is so infuriating about the whole situation,
mm-hmm.
is that, you know, you give someone a second chance, you promise them that you're going to take care of them, watch after them, you know, whatever, and then you end up with a situation like this. So it's very infuriating to have sat and listen to that, that entire comment, and let's just say, I had to pull off the road and breathe.
I bet.
Right. Pull
off the road and breathe.
Oh, yeah.
How? I mean, you're a way better actor than I am because how you looked at that woman in the face the last 8 weeks while she's telling you she loves you and you're continuing your relationship, knowing that all this is going on and didn't say a word to her until she hung herself, is simply amazing to me.
Well, that is one of the whole reasons for the four spontaneous out-of-town trips that have come up. And if John is listening, which he should be, he will also think that Laura has also been missing for the last 4 weekends. And guess where we have been? We have been putting our P's and Q's together and crossing the T's and dotting the I's and planning out all of this. And we have already met with the individuals that we need to meet with to make sure that when this goes down, they basically will have the clothes on their back.
Wow.
Well, and I bet that's the way you've been able to be quiet for 8 weeks, because revenge, this sweet, is really sweet.
Well, it's not revenge. Yeah, it's justice. When someone does these things to you after professing that they're not going to, it is completely 100% turnabout fair play justice.
Sure it is. Wow. Sure it is.
Well, wow. I mean,
it absolutely is.
Absolutely.
Man. Sure.
Woo! Oh my God!
That wow, Albert.
My life is so boring compared to yours.
But Albert, I'm sorry, but I'm glad you called up.
Well, I'm sorry that this situation happened to begin with, but I guess all things happen for a reason. And
great radio is the reason.
Well, to the listeners who are listening, if you ever think for one moment that anything you do with anyone else regarding a significant other or loved one is going to stay a secret forever, you're sadly mistaken. Wow. All things come out. Too many people are involved in too many other people's lives, and you will get caught. So if you're not honest to begin with, you are going to get busted. And sometimes when you get busted, you get flat busted.
And you guys are not married, correct?
No. We were engaged. Okay. We're being the operative word.
So you were engaged this whole time?
We were, yes. This relationship has been going on for approximately 9 months.
Between Katie and John?
No, between Katie and myself.
Oh, okay, okay.
Approximately a year between Laura and John, and we know of for at least 8 weeks with Katie and John, but more along the lines of what we can figure to be 16 to 20.
Oof, wow. Man.
Wow, all right, Albert.
Man.
Well, drama.
But well,
drama,
but well handled. Well handled.
We'll be vindicated.
What a chess match. Okay, Albert, appreciate you calling. Thanks for filling us in and giving us some closure on this whole thing, man.
Not a problem. You may get another follow-up call to see how it goes, or you may see it on the 11 o'clock news.
11 o'clock.
Say that
news.
Again.
Why would it be on the 11 o'clock news?
Because that's the station that I work for.
Oh.
What? What?
I don't get it.
There's going to be police involvement that's going to be going on, and a little bit of public embarrassment.
Embarrassment? You're not going to do anything violent, are you?
No violence. Violence serves no purpose, but public humiliation to let everyone else know what's going on. I have a feeling it'll make a story that will show up as probably a 2 or 3 minute trailer.
Well, I guess the reason, I'm confused because, just the fact of closing out bank accounts and locking them out of their apartment and stuff, how is that newsworthy? That happens every day.
Yeah, it's not so much that as it will be some of the follow-up information if everything goes down correctly.
I think you just should have stopped at the part where you busted them.
You're not credible. Because, Albert, I don't know whether to believe you now or not.
Well, that's fine. We'll see what goes on. We'll see what finally happens, then I'll send you information on Friday.
Okay, okay, we'll wait to get it.
Yeah.
Okay, Albert.
Prove me wrong, Albert, but I'm...
All right.
All right.
The Burt Show.
What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.